Hi, this is Shante returning your call back from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Crystal Goldsberry. I received my credit card statement, and there's a charge on it for $99.99. And okay. I just need to know what it is.
I'd be glad to assist you.
Okay.
Okay. So can I start off with getting your zip code first, please?
Pardon?
Can I get your zip code, please?
25168.
Now, what's the first and last name?
Crystal Goldsberry, G-O-L-D-S-B-E-R-R-Y.
Okay. Just let me look. Seems have to go another route in looking for it. So just let me try something else. No. Okay, let's go about it by your name. How your first name, is it C R Y S T L A L?
Yes.
C R Y S T A L. Okay, and can you spell your last name for me?
G-O-L-D-S-B-E-R-R-Y.
How long? G-O?
G-O-L-D-S-B-E-R-R-Y.
B-E-R-R-Y. Okay. I'm not finding an account listed for you. Okay, so I the last resort, because I done did it by your zip code, phone number, and your name, and it's not pulling up. Do you happen to have the card that the charge was made on?
Yes.
Okay, so with that, I'm going to just need the first six, the numbers of the card and the last four.
Okay, the last four numbers on my card.
Go with the first six.
The first?
Six.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble understanding.
Okay, give me the first six of the numbers on the card first, and then I will need the last four. So tell me what the first six is first.
5278-54.
Okay.
The last digit is 5709.
Okay, let's see. Can we retrieve it this way? No, I'm still not pulling that up. So, only thing that we can say in this matter, it not be our product, or you may have to call your bank and ask them to give you the customer support number where the charge was made upon, because I'm not pulling up accounts, so I will probably say it might not be our product.
Well, but, like I said, I don't have any record of this transaction.
Okay, so yes,
and
ma'am.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, so that's why you probably would have to call the bank and ask them what's the number listed of it, or see could they give you a system, because we don't have an account for this name. So it will be in your name.
Well, that means someone's using my card that, and I keep it in my possession.
Well, could it be affiliated with it? Could it be affiliated with another name, your husband or someone?
No. No, I'm the only one that uses my card.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am. I'm not pulling up an account for you.
Okay.
So yes,
I had
you
the same problem last month, and they had to call the fraud people, and then they discontinued my card and gave me a new one,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of hard for me because I have to reestablish all my credit information to the people that I have automatically taken out for my bills.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand that. Yes, I wish I could be better assistance, but without an account to pull up with name, I don't have nothing. So yes, ma'am. So the next step that within that I would have to tell you, I have to get with your bank.
Okay. Well, it's a U.S. Bank Kroger credit card, so.
Okay.
I'll have to give them a call.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm so sorry for the inconvenience, but if it's not anything else that I can assist you with, thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.